you know, maybe it's a agricultural field. And so then you find out what's been used, and then you can go to the lab with just that one or two items, and it's going to lower your cost tremendously. Mm-hmm. In other words, yeah, the shotgun approach is not always effective.
And on her previous question about putting a day workshop on, I don't know if you have, Charlie. I've done several. And what we're covering tonight in 1 hour, more like 45 minutes, I've used a full day. So it is timely, and maybe we could collaborate on that in our spare time.
We'll get the fairgrounds and, you know, really bring them in, charge for parking.
Okay. Hello, KZYX, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm curious. You were talking about your UV light for sterilization. And I'm familiar with a reverse osmosis system that, you know, it goes through the reverse osmosis, then when it comes out of the storage tank, it goes through a UV light before it goes to domestic use. But the problem is when it sits there over time, if people aren't using water, the UV light gets hot, and it'll kick off its little circuit breaker in it because it's not able to stay cool. I wonder if you've had any problems with that. It's a fairly high-capacity system designed for approximately 500 gallons a day.
They do need to stay cool, and they do have a safety mechanism. Generally, they're designed to deal with that. I'm not sure.
Well, it does. It turns off when it gets too hot, and then any water you take isn't being UV sterilized.
Yeah, that is a limiting factor.
Well, I got an instant design solution here, a flow switch. And they make these little flow switches that, well, there's a lot of different ways to do it, but there's one that's just kind of like a little flag that hangs down in the, you know, you put it inside a pipe tee, and it'll just turn a switch on and off. And so the problem would be if the flow was too low to activate the switch. Well, then you have to design it so that it takes care of that eventuality.
So the water's going to get, as it starts moving, the UV light it'll be heating up as you go in there. And so you're wondering if that can get through that light before it's actually been sterilized. The light that I'm talking about is basically a tube about 3 feet long that has an element inside of it, and the water goes down through it.
And this tube you have, it's not exposed to the sunlight or any other external forces, such as on the west side of a house. It's protected?
It's inside it. Actually, it's a stainless steel tube, approximately 3 inches in diameter, that has the element in it.
Is this
three feet long?
A Trojan model or Sterilite?
I don't remember what the brand name is. It's a, you know, custom built by some outfit, you know, a reverse osmosis system, which that's how they do their sterilization at the end of the process.
So is the issue that if it was shut off with a flow switch, that when it comes back on, it really wouldn't be up to, you know...
That is my question, because I don't know how long a light has to be on. Because the water is going to start moving as soon as it activates that switch. Otherwise, it isn't going to activate it. And so water's already moving in that light as it turns it on. And is it going to get out the other side before that light's up to par? Because if somebody uses a small amount of water...
Well, there's a device that we use in a very esoteric water treatment called diatomaceous earth filtration. Dealing with and never wanted to, it's a good treatment. It's a little bit complicated, but it's called a judge valve, and so it's basically a three-way electrically activated valve, and you can put a little timer into it. You know, you have to, it's basically building a control system, but so you got your flow switch that'll turn the bulb off if the flow stops, and then when it kicks on again, first the water will be flowing through, and the judge valve says, now it's got to be on for, I don't know, pick a number, 5 minutes, until it's effectively. So that water will be bypassed back for 5 minutes. It'll bypass back to the source, the pond or whatever, and then the 5 minutes kicks, the switch flips over, and you're good to go. Judge valve.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good system right there. Does that take a lot of electricity to run that?
No, that's
a lot of electricity anyway.
Micro volt.
Okay. Okay, last question. When you're pumping out of the Russian River and you want to clean the water up, you know, most of the ag guys that are doing it, you want to do 100 gallons a minute, say, and I see it going through a screen filter, and then it'll go into one of these big, which look like a sand media filter. And I wondered if that is the kind of system you're talking about when you were talking about your multimedia filters, or if that is something entirely different. These are things that look like, you know, RTD2 sitting there, you know, that it's basically a round.
I know what you mean. And you can hand bypass or backwash it.
That's correct.
And they've got
a screen filter also.
They've got a certain gauge sand in it. And when I said multimedia, it's just that at the bottom of it is usually larger size rock, and then, you know, and so you can get with that type